The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
I'm freaking out, you guys.
Dattle, you're driving a car right now.
I'm freaking out.
Hi, freaking out, you guys. I'm Dad. Nice to meet you.
Now's not the time.
I love it.
I hate hearing both of your real laughs. Listen, I'll
what?
Tell you.
What's up, Adolf?
What's up? Come on, man. What's up?
I'll tell you again. I don't know why I'm saying this again out loud, but I feel the need to say it. Last night, when we all had a slumber party, I woke up. And in my hand were three tickets for the circus. And written on one of the tickets was directions on how to get to the circus. So that's where we're going now.
Adolf, if you just want to go to the circus, just tell us you want to go to the circus.
Please. Yeah, I mean, do you think I would stoop this low?
I don't want to. That's a leading question because I don't want to tell you what I think of you. But if you did want to stoop this low just because you wanted to get us to the circus, man, hey. I'm A-okay with that, okay? I haven't been to a circus in a long time, and as long as it's unethical, I'm... Or do what? Wait, which is my thing? Is my thing ethical or unethical? It doesn't matter.
We are never quite sure.
As long as it's circus, I'm... Sign me up.
You're unethical with a good moral compass?
I think I'm fiscally unethical.
Socially.
Wait, Aaron, take the wheel. Take the wheel. Here, let me get the tickets out. JPC, feel this ticket. Your name is embroidered in red thread, and it's moving.
Okay,
I'm
well.
I'm riding all night long.
You guys are my best friends.
Man. Bad at judging this. Like, is it moving, or is the earth moving, and, like, we're moving? Because, like, if you think about it, like, we're going so fast right now because of how fast the earth is spinning.
Hey, can we play a round of Tom Cochran?
Absolutely.
No.
Okay, I got, so that's 50-50 split. I'm the deciding factor. We are playing. Yeah. We play one round. Here's how it goes. You're driving on the highway, and you sing about anything in the world to the tune of Life is a Highway. Ready?
Okay.
So here we go. I'm doing dishes. I'm going to wash them in the sink.
Oh, wait. I thought we were driving on the highway. No, you're just living your life and singing the song in accordance with your life.
But you have to be physically driving on.
I am a sad girl. I'm going to sleep in bed all day.
Nice.
Dun, dun, dun. Adol, here's the thing. We're on the way right now. I'm all in. I'm going to pop this edible. 100 milligrams.
Out the window. You just wasted 100 milligram edible.
That went to a dog's mouth behind us.
Ah, good luck.
I'm sure we'll see that dog again.
And I'm going to pop this other edible. And I'm ready to be dazzled at the circus. Let's do this. Oh, I see the big top in the distance.
I see the big top in the distance. Let's pull in.
Okay, let's. This is an abandoned parking lot. Okay.
Okay, that's really judgy on the parking lot. It's
well, it just looks like its dad never loved it.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
I mean, look, it looks like it's doing fine under the circumstances.
I don't know
that
if it's doing fine. It's overgrown. It's the grass is everywhere.
That's
weeds.
The style. That's the style nowadays.
Okay. Oh, there's a neon sign that says Adol pointing down.
Huh. Interesting. I'm an optimist. I feel like that's a neon sign that says Adol pointing at the ground.
Okay.
I guess glasses half full. Wait a second. There's a neon sign that says JPC. It's also pointing, I want to say, like, low.
Okay, so let me... I'm going to park here. Let's all get out of the car. Let's get out.
Okay.
Okay, now everyone... Aaron, don't slam my door.
Sorry, I am high.
You shut your door. You shut your door calmly. You walked over to my side and slammed my door.
Slam!
In Aaron's defense, you don't ever close it enough.
Yeah.
I'm worried about it, too, because you leave a lot of valuables in your car.
I've had 12 cars stolen.
Yeah, they take the whole car.
Adol.
Best way to transport the valuables.
Come here.
Yeah, what?
Do you think we're going to see that thing where there's one guy and there's two horses and he's standing on both the horses?
What?
And you just pray and you pray that the horses are going to run at the same speed at the same time so he doesn't get ripped in half?
Aaron.
What?
I don't think legally they can do that anymore.
I'm hungry.
You're, that image made you hungry?
Yeah, I just am so hungry. Let's go in.
Okay, hey, everybody, by your individual sign that has your name, is there like a little gift-wrapped like box next to it?
Yeah, a little box.
Yeah, there is. Should we
mine
open it?
I guess it's a little cowboy outfit in it. Should I wear this? Is this something I should wear?
How little's the outfit? Here, let me open mine.
How cowboy's the outfit?
Clown outfit.
Huh. Okay, I mean, it looks like it might fit me. I came naked anyway, so I'll just...
Yeah, you say you insist on wearing your birthday suit.
Boots. Snips here. Okay.
All right, I'm getting in. Got a pointy hat. Got put on some powdered makeup and this big shoes.
It actually fits me pretty well.
Yeah.
Elephant onesie. Yay.
Oh, Aaron, do you want to switch?
No, Aaron, I like mine.
Are you sure I'll switch?
You're crying. Aaron, you're crying.
No, I like mine.
Okay. Maybe there's another box. Adel, let's look for another box right here. Because there's got to be another.
Oh, Aaron, I found another box. It's full of dirt. You want to be dirt man? You know how every circus has a dirt man?
No, that's okay. I'll be an elephant.
Aaron, I found another box. It looks like it's one of those... Heidi Klum warm costumes?
No, burn it!
okay, you don't have to wear it.
I don't like it.
Wait, is the ground beneath your sign pointing down shaking?
Oh, yeah, mine's shaking a little bit.
Oh, I'm going down.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay, so this is quicksand.
Nope,
okay.
I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
We don't know that.
Welcome. Two. The Hey Riddle, Circus! I'm Hugh Jackman from The Greatest Showman. And who might you be? It looks like our new clown recruit is here.
Yes, reporting for duty. Do clowns have like a military rank system?
They do.
Uh-oh.
You start at a funny guy at the party.
Okay.
That's the first rank. And then you're funny guy at the office.
Yeah, you're past that too. You've
I can make jokes about the weather.
And then you're funny guy on a date.
Okay.
And then you're...
Where funny guys shine.
Writer for the Harvard Lampoon.
Okay.
That can't come after date.
Yeah, that's a good point. Listen, my friend here's in a cowboy outfit. Could he also be a clown? This is gonna sound dumb. Can cowboys be clowns?
Oh shoot! You were supposed to sing to a different place, cowboy. Can you walk like down the hallway, two lefts, a right, and then that door?
I mean, I can.
Come on.
I guess I'd rather not.
Please don't
give it to me one more time. Let me see. Down the hallway, two to my left, one to my right.
Why do people who give instructions like that think once is enough? Why do people think that? Insane.
Can you give me cardinal directions? Can you give me like north, south? Because left and right, I've never been.
We're inside, though.
Yeah, but I know where north is.
North
is always forward. South is always backwards. West is to the left, and east is, you know what?
I'm going to walk you there.
I know left and right.
I'm actually going to walk you there.
Okay.
In real time. I'll be right. Do not move, clown.
Okay. I won't. Don't move.
Don't move.
So while we're walking, so you're Hugh Jackman from The Greatest Showman.
Yes.
Are you
not Hugh Jackman from anything else?
But you are Hugh Jackman. Like you're not the character from The Greatest Showman. You're the actor Hugh Jackman, like from the set of The Greatest Showman?
Yes. When an actor plays a role, his consciousness splits in half, and half of his consciousness goes into that role. And so I am Hugh Jackman from Greatest Showman. I am the ringmaster here at the Hey Riddle Riddle Nightmare Circus.
Got it.
We sort of suck you in, and then we try to teach you all a lesson and make
you
better performers.
So I can't ask you any questions about being Wolverine because you basically weren't.
Yeah, I know.
That's my only reference point for you.
I know.
You did that for so long, and you're still doing it, right? Like you're, oh, well, again.
I don't know. See, again, I got
more
know.
Questions for you.
And what's so interesting is like I'm a musical theater guy at heart that it feels like you should maybe know me from that. I've been on Broadway.
Oh, can I ask,
sure.
Is the name real? Because you are a huge, jacked man. So I always kind of just assumed, but you weren't always a huge jacked man. You were always a muscly guy, but like...
I don't remember my childhood. Can't help
okay.
you.
Okay, yeah.
Don't move. Does that include blinking? I don't want to fuck this up. Also, rodeo clowns. Of course there's cowboy clowns. What do I think my clown name's going to be? Something like Professor Buffet or Dr. Horny? What is it going to be? What is my laugh going to sound like? Ooh, let me try out some laughs.
Hey, you can't steal our laughs!
What? Who's there? It's darkness all around. Who's there? Show yourself.
What do you mean, show ourselves? How can we show more than we already are?
Oh, there's two of them. Are you related?
Two
At least tell
of
me
them.
You're related.
There's 20 of us.
Oh.
Yes, you just threw up your red nose in your hand.
Oh,
now put it on.
Put it on.
Okay, boop.
We're the Clown Brigade, and we're all standing perfectly still until Hugh Jackman gets back.
Oh, well, I put on my clown nose, so does that break the don't move agreement? Am I to be punished?
It's more like a guideline than a... I mean, you're just not really supposed to walk around a lot.
Oh, okay. What are your names?
I'm so glad you asked. Never mind. No, you took the wind out of our sails.
Yeah, if you're not enthused about it, well, there's 20 of us. You're going to learn 20 names?
Hold on. I want to hear the song.
No.
Please, no.
No.
No, you ruined
it.
This is
going to be the biggest regret of my life. If you
I'm pissed. There's four Jeffs. There's a Tiffany.
Somebody's name is four Jeffs?
Yeah. The
can
Jeff quadruplets.
Say, can I just say to anyone who can hear me, if anyone starts to go da-da-da-da-da-da and you interrupt them, just die. Just don't exist anymore.
Come on.
Look, new guy. What's your name?
Professor Buffet or Dr. Horny? Professor Buffet or Dr. Horny? Buffet? Professor Horny.
Oh, Professor Horny. Pretty good clown name. We don't have one of them yet. Got four Jeffs. So what made you want to be a clown, Professor Horny?
Yeah, what made you want to be a clown? Yeah, tell us.
I found an outfit.
You what? That's your clown reason?
Yeah, I mean, I know some other clowns might get into it for a more romantic reason.
Four Jeffs, you tell him why you wanted to be a clown.
Well, I was four different Jeffs, and then I got struck by lightning. Then I'm one Jeff. That kind of trauma is bound to make you funny, and I wanted to monetize it for the money. Trauma makes you funny. Trauma makes you funny. Makes you tell all the best kind of jokes. You hit it.
Yeah, so
hit
Dr.
What?
Hornier, spank him. Give him a spank.
Okay. Spank him.
Okay.
See, that's the kind of clown, personal entry point story that all clowns should aspire to. You better work on yours, Dr. Horny, you're not going to make it very long as a clown.
Let me see if I got this right. And please, give me any feedback.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, my name's Professor Horny, and I don't have a degree. Getting horny sexy is all that I see. I'm horny in the morning and in the afternoon. I'm so fucking horny that I could almost swoon. Swoon, 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 swoon. What a boon.
Not bad. Not spank-worthy, so hold your horses, four Jeffs, but not bad.
Piss, tell us your origin story again. Yeah, Piss, it's our favorite. Come on, Piss, tell us.
All right. Piss will tell you his story.
Da-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum.
Well, once was but a silly puddle, and all the people, they would meddle. But one day, touching me, a child recoiled. He said, "This piss has been boiled. I'm a boiled cup of piss, and I'm on the floor. I'm a silly little clown, and I'm clean no more. So don't touch the piss, or you'll wash your hands. Everyone do the floor piss dance." Ha!
Okay. Sorry, everyone. Hey.
Sorry. Hey. Whoa.
I think I'm in the wrong place. You were four people struck by lightning that became one person. You're a boiled cup of piss.
Also struck by lightning. I left that out.
I'm just an addle living in the world, trying to make it through day by day. I think I'm supposed to be somewhere else. I'm not. I don't want to say it. I'm not a freak like you guys.
Well, the door's that way, just an addle, and if you're not a clown, I guess you don't have to stand still. So,
okay, I'm gonna take off.
But before you go, we got some questions for you. Yeah, we got some questions for you. Do you ever try to make puns when you feel uncomfortable?
No.
Do you ever make a joke to cut the tension?
No.
Do you ever start a podcast?
I'm a clown. I'm a clown.
We're all a clown. We're all a clown.
I don't think that's the proper grammar.
Da, 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 da. We're all a clown, all a clown. Don't you frown, you're just a clown.
It's clowns all the way down. Clowns all the
way down. Whoa, excuse me, miss. I couldn't help but see you fell right out of the ceiling there.
Oh, God.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Well, thank goodness you were wearing this extra padded elephant onesie.
Hey, do you know where my friends are?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily know if I know your friends.
Well,
but maybe I could be your friend. My name's Jeff. I'm the elephant caretaker around here.
Oh, cool.
And I'm always looking for new elephants to take care of.
Ah, okay. I'm not your gal, because I am a human woman, not an elephant.
Oh, you must be confused. You're an elephant, not a human. You got these big floppy elephant ears and this big gray elephant trunk. Look at you, walking around all elephant-like. You're an elephant, and I'm your Jeff.
Huh.
Hey, would you like a peanut?
Kinda, yeah.
All right, here you go. Shelled and all, there it is.
Can I tell you?
Catch it in your mouth. Nope, you missed it. Hold on. Here's another peanut. Shelled, catch it in your mouth.
Ha!
That's it.
Shelled.
It's shelled, it's shelled. That's a good little elephant. That's a good... Now, there's more peanuts where that came from in the old elephant show.
Hey... elephants are pregnant for 2 years, right? That's pretty fucked up.
I don't touch the elephants. You can't put that on me. You made an accusation at me.
I didn't. I was asking just a general fact about elephants.
You asked me if I have gotten any elephants pregnant in the last 2 years.
Jeff.
That's what you asked me. Don't come to my house. That's
what
you asked me.
That's not
what I said. I don't do that anymore. I don't do that evil anymore. Because I'm better now.
You know what, Jeff?
What's up?
And I'm going to crawl back up this hole and go outside. Oh, actually, my box is a acrobat outfit.
Hello
there,
Aaron.
Takes off elephant. Oh.
Hi. I don't know if you remember me, but I'm the dog whose mouth you threw an edible into.
Yeah.
My name is Dickens the dog.
Hi, Dickens.
And I'm here to make your life a living hell.
Dickens, am I high or are you high? Because we're talking to each other. Am I right?
I think we're both high. Where's that acrobat? Give me
rip, rip, rip. No, Dickens, if you do that, I'm going to have to be an elephant down there.
So it goes. Let me dig back up this ground and grab you by the trunk and
drag you, drag you.
And I'm going to drag you down with me, Dickens.
Oh no.
Hey, Jeff, we're back, but I got you another elephant.
Oh, another elephant. I love your big floppy ears and your long gray trunk.
Oh no. He must be high too.
Dickens is a terrible name for a dog. Idiot. Shove.
My name's Jeff. I'm the elephant caretaker, and I'm going to be taking care of both you nice little elephants. Now, let me ask you, do you like doing elephant shows?
Yeah.
What constitutes an elephant show?
I'm so glad you asked, my little elephant friend. An elephant show is a pivotal part of any unethical circus, where we're going to set you free in the circus, loose in the circus, and our wealthier donors are going to pay to hunt you.
And if we kill them?
Well, there's no rule that says you can't fight back, but you don't have the tools of the trade that they do. And what I'm talking about is blunderbusses and a hot air balloon, because they are going to be pretty far up there, and they're going to be shooting some pretty inaccurate riflery.
Jeff?
Yeah?
Sorry to backtrack like a minute. But
hold on now. I've already answered the question about having sex with the elephants.
And again, that's not a
question
I asked.
Excuse me?
I
wasn't here for this.
Dickens, it's
neither was
holding.
I basically wasn't even there.
Wasn't the elephant show like, am I having a fever dream of a kid born in the 90s with sisters from the 80s? Wasn't the elephant show like a kid's TV show?
Oh, you're talking about Babar.
No, I don't think I
You're
am.
Talking about Babar, the first elephant from the circus. Yeah, Babar thought he was in the wrong place, too. He said, hey, this isn't my life. I'm not going to be hunted like some common dog or, you know, lady. He said, I'm an elephant. I'm a proud beast. But Babar was wrong. He played the elephant game the same way that everybody plays the elephant game. There's winners and there's losers in this world.
Jeff, yeah. I wasn't listening. I was Googling it because my phone works down here. Elephant Show is a Canadian preschool television show. It was from 84 to 89.
You're both right.
Thank you, Dickinson.
Jeff, can I ask you something?
Absolutely, friend. I'm an elephant caretaker. I'm here to take care of you.
Is it possible for us to sign up for the thing where a man stands astride two elephants and you just pray that the elephants run and keep him on top?
All right, well, I got a lot of...
Dickens, is exactly literally what... We're going to be
I got
friends.
A lot of stalls to clean out here, so... And you better go, because if they catch you here, this is pretty much a dead end. You want to go right out that door, into the main circus, stay alive, stay lucky, and if you survive the night, you get your freedom.
If you survive the... Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I got to go find
worry.
Adela, JPC.
You got it better than most elephants got it. You have each other. Most elephants come in here solo, and let me tell you, they leave mounted to somebody's Subaru.
Gonna just hold Dickinson's paw?
Always a Subaru?
It's usually a Subaru. That's the type.
I didn't know it was that popular of a car.
It's not.
Oh, yeehaw! Welcome to the Cowboy Jugglers.
Oh, thank God. I opened so many wrong doors. Everyone. Hi. Hello. I'm JPC. I think I'm supposed to
I'm sorry. Be... What was your name?
My name's JPC.
JPC? Hi, JPC. We're the Cowboy Jugglers. Now, why don't you just stand back behind that line and watch us work for just a moment here. Hey, okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Chainsaw. And
oh my
sword,
God.
Sword, flaming bag of garbage. Human head.
Huh.
Now that we talked about all the things we're too scared to juggle, let's show you how we juggle.
Bowling pins. Yeah,
making direct eye contact, saying those things into each other's mouths.
Uh-huh.
It's really impressive.
In order to be a good juggler, you have to speak your fears out loud so they don't enter into your work. Uh-huh. What are some of the things you're afraid of, JPC?
I guess I'm afraid of that video that I took of my penis will one day resurface.
Huh, what happens in the video?
Yeah, good question.
I don't know, it's just a pretty bog standard 2-minute video of my penis.
Doing what?
It was standard 2-minute video?
Yeah, so... I mean, it wasn't like a sex thing. It was like a, you know, like a
record keeping thing. Like,
a what?
Erect, yeah, just or a, not erect?
I mean,
I wish there was a term for not erect, but science still hasn't come up with one.
Tursed?
No, I just threw up into my hand.
That was a 2-minute video. I don't know. I mean, it was basically as a reference point.
Mm.
For what?
You know what? You asked me what my... It's just that. It's just that the video will come out. It's just a video
I'd rather... Is it silent? What's the sound situation like?
Are you familiar with rockapella?
Of course.
Oh,
Carmen,
no!
Diego. Hey.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's... I felt awkward about there being silence. And then I was like, well, I guess I should put some music in. But okay. I didn't really have, like... I didn't have... So it's basically just one-man rockapella.
Well, here's what I'll say. JPC, look me directly in the eyes.
Okay.
And then say into my mouth, 2-minute penis video.
Okay. 2-minute penis video. Wow, I'm juggling.
Uh-huh. That's all it takes. Now, come on, more of your fears.
More fears into our mouths. Feed us.
Feed our souls.
Wait. Huh? Wait a second.
Huh?
Everything was fine. Everything was normal. You said feed us, feed our souls. And then your jaw dislocated and it went, I want to say 3, maybe 4 feet wide open.
Yeah, it's an old high school injury.
Yeah, okay. Is it?
Yeah, look, I was wrestling and then, you know.
Sure, yeah. Boys will be boys. I want to be a juggler bad, but it, and this is not an accusation. I don't want it to seem like an accusation. It sure does seem like you are two creatures who feed off of the fears and insecurities of others, and I'm going to whisper a bunch of stuff in your mouth, you're going to suck it all in, you're going to eat it, and I'm not going to end up learning how to juggle. Is that what's going on here? Be honest.
Come on. You think we're some sort of like needful thing, Stephen King creature, going to eat your sins, and that makes us stronger and bigger?
Mm-hmm.
You're crazy.
That's what it seems like.
You think that you're just going to scream, whisper into the caves of our mouths, and then we'll record it with our scary bodies and play it back to your family members as blackmail if you try to leave the circus? What?
Listen, you're misunderstanding me, okay? You're talking to a guy who made a 2-minute rockapella penis video. I don't want to stop what you're doing. I want to help you do it better.
Well, what
okay?
do you mean?
We're listening, I mean, JPC.
What is this system? You're waiting for people to put on a cowboy outfit, fall down the wrong hole, walk through a bunch of hallways, open
Our
a bunch
hole
of
is
wrong
broken.
Doors. Well, that's what I'm saying. Around my parts, they call me hole glue because I'm great at fixing
Uh-oh.
Holes.
Oh.
Yeah, what did you think? I'm just saying that I
well,
can
if
take
I heard on
this
its own,
operation.
If I had the term hole glue, I'd have a, never. If
yeah,
from a
I
man
don't
who
know,
made
Mr.
a 2-minute
rockapella.
Doom, doom, ba, 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 doom, ba, boom, ba.
Hey, look, fair point. But guess what? I made that video over 20 years ago. What? Hold on, let me do the math on that. Nope.
No, you didn't.
I made that video. Let's do the math. Let's do it right. I think, let's do just 10. 10 years ago is safe. Still too old, but it's safe. I made that video 10 years ago, and guess what? We're all what? Still talking about it. So I obviously know a little something about marketing.
Huh, okay. We're
Look,
listening.
You're
listening.
Doing one person at a time. You're just eating a little bit of fear, a little bit of a fear, a little bit of insecurities. We should take
a little
this show
bit
on
of.
The...
Hold on. You have something there.
I did.
A little
I love
bit
it.
Of. I think you wrote a new hit.
Yeah. How long you guys been down here?
A million?
Since 1991.
Yeah, it's a new hit. It's a new hit. It's a new hit.
Cool.
Million for you. You look great, by the way.
Thank you.
I think that we should be sucking and fucking and eating all kinds of fear. And we should be taking
yes.
it on the road. You gotta get bigger circuses,
yes, road
more
fear.
Crowds.
Road
you can't just be
fear.
Road fear. You can't just be doing this one-on-one stuff. Cause you guys are better than that, right?
No.
No.
Come on.
We're really
you,
not.
Hey, you hey. With the big jaw. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Well, I guess to translate it to your ear would be
Please.
Mackerelfish.
I'm going to call you Mackerelfish. And you, dear million-year-old, what's your name?
Mackerelfish.
I'm going to call you Mackerelfish.
Yeah,
here's my...
No,
you know what? I'm just going to call you the Mack Twins. Mack Twins. Here's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is that I am the hole glue that your holes have been needing.
Gross.
That's disgusting. My true form is an octopus with an eagle's head, and you're disgusting.
Okay, look, I love the judgment, man. I feed off of it as well. It's doing just as much for me as it is for you. Okay, so we got to find more people. We're in this room, which is just kind of like a cavernous void, which, by the way, kind of looks like a recording studio. Very used to this. Where is the exit? Let's get out of here and let's go find some more people so we can suck them down.
Oh, through my mouth?
Oh, it's just through the mouth?
Yeah.
You almost got me, Mac.
I had to try.
You had to try. Yeah, once you're trying. All right, here's a door.
Good job, Adel, and all your clown training. You've done so good that we have a gift for you. It's your new best friend, Dog in a Tutu. Dog in a tutu, dog in a tutu, dog in a tutu,
dog in a tutu, dog in a tutu, tutu bits.
Here you go.
Wow, I love it. Sorry, let me, you've been training me so well. Wow, I love it.
He's doing so good. Piss, is he ready? Yeah, Piss, is he ready? Yeah, is he ready?
It brings a piss to my eye to tell you. I think Professor Horny, a.k.a. Adel the Clown, I think you are ready to go out there and do a real clown show.
Really? You think so?
A little goofy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Earlier you told me my first laugh was too gross.
Yeah, can you just run through all your laughs again?
Yeah, split the difference. I mean, come on.
Okay, this one you said was too gross.
Yeah, too gross.
This one you told me was too happy. Ha-ha! This one you told me was nothing. Laugh. This one you told me was dumb. Hoo-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
What were the other ones you told me?
Is he ready? Nah, you know, I'm not going back. You're ready.
Okay.
All right, well, here's the keys to your clown car. It's very tiny. And you're going to have to share. You take Vord Jeffs with you and drop him off at the forest. That's where he does most of his clowning.
Okay.
And get out there in the world.
Okay. Ooh, it's a Kia. Is this a rental? Do I have to worry about insurance?
There's a per diem, but it's a rental, but like...
There's a per diem? I get a per diem for driving this?
Yeah, it's in the glove box. It's your daily. But gas is on you, and any repairs is on you. But any
covers
like, damage
myself
from
in
an
gasoline.
Accident, no.
Clowns take things literally.
He's ready. Wipes the piss from my eyes.
Oh, wait. I forgot to ask. What's my dog's name?
My name's PJ Wigglebutt.
Get in, PJ.
All right. Are you driving or am I?
You drive.
Just kidding. I'm a pug.
Oh.
I can't reach the pedals.
Okay, hop in.
Adel, GPC. I'm driving around on this little tricycle dressed as an elephant with a dog holding onto me for dear life named Dickinson. I'm looking for you. Adel, GPC.
My name is Dickens.
Oh, sorry.
That's
sorry.
Fine. I
so
don't
how
like
do
you
like
either.
Be? No. No. Hey, I'm sorry I got you high.
Earlier, you shoved me.
Did I?
Yes.
You know what, Dickens? I'm going to make this up to you. I'm sorry that I dragged you down here, and I'm sorry that I got you high, and that we have to be lame elephants. Look up. See that?
I can't.
You can't look up?
No.
Okay, I'll just hold you and then
lift
you up like I do with my dog in the kitchen so she can see the counters. She's curious. You look up there? That's what the trapeze artists use.
Wow.
I say you and I go up there and we show them an act that they can't deny.
Yes.
Do you trust me?
I trust you. Together we will be undeniable.
All right, let's climb up.
Yep.
Dogs cannot climb up ladders. I will have to carry you up there.
Sorry, I was making the sounds like I was climbing while you lifted me.
Bake it till you make it.
Up. Okay. Do you mind if I put on this singlet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let me walk across to the opposite side. Okay, let me grab onto my bar with the two wires attached, hanging down, whatever that's called. Swing?
Sure.
Trapeze swing?
Wait. You there, dog who is on the trapeze. What are you doing here?
I'm about to do my act with my partner, Aaron, the entertaining. Huh?
Aaron?
Aaron the entertaining.
This is no place for little elephants and women pretending to be dogs or whatever you are.
I put my singlet on over my elephant onesie.
This is a place for professional trapeze artists.
Oh, yeah, old man?
Oh,
well,
yeah?
Check this
I'm
out.
I'm 31. What the fuck?
And a one, and a two, and a swings and let go and fall to the ground.
They're doing it. They're really doing it. Falling.
And bounces off net and double, triple spin into Aaron's arms.
Whoa.
And she tosses me up and catches me. And
wow.
I toss her
slow
up.
Motion wink at you.
Huh?
I light a cigarette in midair and smoke two puffs.
Sucker blue, my smokes.
She grabs my feet, I grab hers. We spin, just like they do in that Robin Williams Peter Pan movie.
A perfect spin.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
All right, I won't lie. You two have some of the most natural talent I have ever seen in all of my years. And I'm only 31, by the way. Being a trapeze instructor.
Times three, right? 31
no.
times three.
Well, my name is Three Francois. So I am...
31 in dog years?
Come on. What are we being mean? I was about to say. You have talent, but you are untrained. But I will accept two new students if you wish to become trapeze artists.
Can we confer? Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah,
speak
go
first.
Ahead. Sorry. I'm a Midwestern dog.
No, it's okay. Yes, it's fine. So, yes, it is a blanket yes. Welcome to being trapeze. I do say, Nigel, it looks like you shot that trapeze artist when you were trying to hit the elephant.
Oh, sorry, good chap. I must have misplaced my aim. How about you? Do you have a bullet in the chamber?
No, but it'll take me 5, maybe 10 minutes to shove one into my blunderbuss and then tamp it down with the gunpowder rod. And there's like a little towel I have to put something in. And,
I say, will a trapeze artist look good on our Subaru?
I mean, it's better we probably don't really advertise the fact that we...
Dickens, he's dead! He's dead! Oh my God, our mentor for 1 second is gone!
I'm devastated. It was like, he was like a father to me.
Dickens, I say we do the show tonight in honor of him.
Agreed. Tonight we put on the best performance we've ever had. A second performance. Well, first performance in front of an audience, because the first one was just, we're just lying by the seat of our pants.
Hello! Welcome to the new and improved Hey Little Riddle Circus!
That's Hugh Jackman.
I'm Hugh Jackman from just one movie, not all of them. And I'm here to welcome you to the new and improved circus. Can I get some noise from the audience? Perhaps the most incredibly original noises we've ever heard from an audience. I hope you like spectacle. I hope you like music and glitter and animals that are in an unethical place. Because you'll see it all tonight. And most of all, you'll see three humans fighting for their life.
Humans fighting for their life?
Humans fighting for their life?
Humans
fighting for their
life? Someone say glitter.
Glitter songs?
If they can make it out of here alive, then they win. Let the show begin! This is the greatest show! And it's coming up and down tonight. And I'm buttering it and down in the night. I'm dumping to find you.
Hey, PJ Buttersworth, what was your name?
PJ Wigglebutt.
Hey, looks like we're driving into the main ring of the circus. Look at all, there's a whole crowd here.
Oh boy, I've never seen so many people.
Wave to the people. Honk, 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 honk. Wave, PJ.
I'll just put my paws up on the window. I'm very tired.
I never know where to park in the ring. Let's just go over here.
Hey, right. Just find a corner spot.
Wait, there's two other doors back here. What's behind those?
Jim Morrison and Robbie Krieger.
You know a second member of the Doors?
Yeah, that's Ray Manzarek as well.
Honestly, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my fucking life.
I'm a dog, what can I say?
I've never met anyone who knew a second member of the Doors.
It's a wonder, the brain of a dog. Well, we're here. I mean, should we do a clown act in front of all these people?
I guess so. Why don't you dance, do a little pirouette, and I will make balloon animals.
Why don't I what? I'm 91 dog years old. I'm not going to do a pirouette.
Oh.
I'm going to sit down in the center. I'm going to get comfy on my chair.
Okay.
I'm going to watch my stories, and I'm going to get some sleep.
Oh, perfect. And I'll make balloon animals.
I don't care what you do. Just keep it down, Professor Horny.
Okay.
Some of us have work in the morning.
Okay. This one is a rectum.
Shoo.
Woohoo! Yay!
That kid loves it. What else? What else do clowns do? Oh, let me do a backflip. Nope, can't do that. Hurt real bad. That hurt real bad.
You gotta do, hey kid, you gotta do pratfalls.
Oh, when does Chris Pratt fall? Like a Parks and Rec episode?
This ain't a riddle podcast. You can save that stuff.
You gotta make him laugh.
Okay. For one night only, I'll be like Chevy Chase in physicality alone.
Best way to mimic Chase.
Oh! Oh, I think my knee broke. Oh, that
we
hurt.
Love it. Do more stuff like that.
You got him right where you want him.
I'll punch myself in the dick.
Woo! Yeah, we love that kind of thing. Woohoo!
Jesus, Mac Twins, look at all these people. I mean, this is insecurity sucking festival right here. I mean, we're gonna make out like bandits.
I think you're right. Thank God you're here.
Wait a second. What's going on in the ring? Oh, my God. That's my buddy, Adol. I came in with him. Oh,
no, that's Horny, Professor Horny or something.
Wait, you're friends with that dog?
I mean, he's a nice guy. You just got to get to know. Oh, no, Adol, the clown. That's, oh, my God, it looks like he's broken both of his knees. He's got a big clown hammer, and he's about to shatter his other one.
That's okay. We're assuming he's not going to live through the night. We have a bet against the other two of your friends. We're definitely going to kill him and eat him. I mean.
Eat them and kill them.
Good job.
Much better. Good save. You guys are so close. You're not there yet, but you're so close. Look, why don't we compromise? You two help me save Adol the Clown out of the middle of that ring, and then we'll bring the show to the audience. There's a little kid in that audience with looks like an anus, a balloon that has your name written all over it.
Oh, yeah, that does look fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Jackman's not going to be pleased, though, if we take one of his certain kills out of the mix.
That's true. Jipsy, are you going to enter into the contest? Are you going to go out into the ring and fight? Be our champion.
The ring and fight. I mean, I'm here, right? You know, it's like I'm not going to run half a race. Who would I be fighting?
No, you're going to be doing the act with us where you juggle.
Yeah, juggle these knives.
Okay, so again, you guys are so close. You did say fight. So it seems like you want to get me out of that ring so we could do another thing where we're killing me, right?
Fight for your life, though.
Exactly.
You gotta go. If you have the best act, then your friends die and you win. If you don't have the best act, then you die and one of them wins. But I heard tell that they are doing a bad job.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, look at him. He's punching himself in the balls and making butt balloons.
Yeah, but where's Erin? I mean, she's supposed to be here too. I think she was wearing an elephant onesie the last time I saw her.
Look up. Are you ready, Dickens?
I'm ready.
On my count. 1, 2, 3. Maybe we rewrite the stars. It's going so well.
Wow. I just wish I knew the song.
It's from Greatest Showman. Don't watch the movie.
I know. I just don't know.
Yeah. And to be mine, Zac Efron, be the
It's like we're fun. Swimming through the air.
It's gorgeous. Two elephants in sparkly costumes.
Our trunks intertwined, spinning like a disc.
We're so high. We're doing a slow motion moment where we're reaching out and we're about to catch each other's arms for the big finale, but... Erin misses. I missed.
Oh, no.
Dickens.
Wait, I'm falling.
Oh, okay, then you go.
Oh, my God. That was Erin. It looks like her and a dog wearing an elephant costume just... jumped off of the bars. They fell so fast. Oh, God. I wonder if she's okay.
So hold on a second. Hey, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to give him a dog?
No, it's just sort of an accident that the other two ended up with a dog.
That's a pretty big accident. I mean...
Wait, hold on. What's this dog? Whose dog is this?
Oh, yeah. You can have it.
This dog's been following us. Yeah. This is your dog?
Yeah, he's our dog, and he loves us, but...
What's his kind of deal?
His name's Garm. He guards the gates of hell.
Oh, okay. Hi, Garm. Pleased to meet you. I'm JPC.
He's old. He's blind in his left eye.
He's a bit of a stinker. He has three heads.
Okay. Yeah, no, he looks like a nice guy. Can I pet him?
I wouldn't.
Okay, then I won't.
And
if a dog owner tells you I wouldn't when you ask, can I pet him? Don't. It's time not to pet that dog.
Well, to be fair, most people already have their hand 98% there.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
It's too late.
JPC, looks like your act is up, and I mean, I think you could take the cake and end up alive here. Your friend's really messed up.
Or I could do something that I'm sure no one here has ever seen before.
Huh?
People of all ages at the circus, my name is JPC, and today I'm going to be showing you some juggling.
Juggling.
And of course, when I say juggling, I mean a 2-minute rockapella penis demonstration. Now, when I said of all ages, I meant 18 and up. So if you're a kid with a little anus balloon,
aww,
it's time to get out of your seat, Dad. Sorry. Mom or Dad, one of you has to go with them. Because
we're
you
going.
Can't say the.
That's fair. We're all going.
You're all going. We're losing every family.
No, we left. The kids are gone. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm seeing a lot of people, not just kids, leaving. It's
going
to be.
Sorry, honey. Since you're going already, can I stay? I really want to see this.
Okay.
I'll be home later tonight.
I know. Okay.
Okay, so maybe it looks like a lot of people are actually cleared out. Looks like that man stayed. Looks like that man with the overall stayed. I'm Jeff. I take care of the elephants.
Psst, Adel. While JPC does this diversion, I have a way for us to get out. Follow me.
Okay.
Looks pretty sparse up there. Guess a lot of people don't want to see a rockapella penis demonstration.
Erin, I also have a car.
Ew, what happened to your laugh?
I don't know.
Ew, I don't know. Change it quick, please.
The clown's molded me.
Okay, I found the human cannon.
Bop, bop, chubop, chubop, bop.
So let's drag the human cannon, and we're going to shoot each other off in the cannon. It's going to shoot us outside, and hopefully we'll land back in the car, okay?
Okay, Erin, I love this idea, but let me walk you through this. You get in the cannon, I light it, you fire off into the parking lot.
Great.
I get in the cannon,
JPC lights it, and you fire off into the parking lot.
And then, yep, got it.
Got
Let's
it.
Go.
Working on my bop, 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 ooh, bop, yeah, yeah.
Erin, you ready?
Yeah, wait, hold on. I want to see 10 more seconds of this. It's horrible. This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Just a quick check-in. Seems like most of the people in the audience have left. That guy's still there. The guy with the wife and the kid's still there. Jeff still got your attention? Keep it up, man. Looking great out there.
Hugh Jackman looks furious but mesmerized. Okay, all right, I'm in the human cannon.
Okay, 3, 2... Oh, you just kind of stayed in the cannon.
Yeah, but try again.
Let me put in some gunpowder. Okay.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Pardon me, did you say that you needed some gunpowder? I happen to have a ramekin of gunpowder available for you.
Oh, yes. What will it cost me?
Yeah, it costs nothing. I assume that the two of us are equal since we aren't dressed in exactly the same fashion. Yeah, we're both upper-crust Subaru-driving individuals.
Oh, you're like a rich British clown? Oh, you're a member of Parliament.
Parliament, yes.
Your powdered wig, it all makes sense.
Before you let me go, Dickens, come here.
Yes?
You're a good boy.
That's all I've ever wanted.
Dickens, is that you, my boy?
Oh, now I must go.
Yes. It's been so long. Your daddy thought he lost you, Dickens.
It's good to be home.
It's great. To be home. Lick, lick.
Ah, so beautiful.
Okay, put the gunpowder in. I assume I put it in your mouth, Aaron?
Yep.
Okay, just there you go. And then 3, 2, 1. Much better. Okay, now I'll get in. JPC,
I
JPC.
I smell sexy candy, yeah.
JPC.
Who's that version?
JPC, JPC,
yeah,
over here.
Yeah, I see you, I see you. I'm in on the plan.
Oh, okay. Also, hey. You're blowing their minds. They don't know any music past 91. You are blowing their minds.
Hey, you're not going to tell anybody about the penis demonstration, are you?
Of course.
Oh, well, yeah.
Of course I am. I hope that made sense. Yeah, of course, I will.
You am.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, gunpowder in your mouth and light it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and it looks like it is just one gentleman left. It looks like it is. Is that? It's me, Jeff. I love what's going on here. And I don't have sex with the elephants. Okay, great. No one brought that up. Just you left, so it's time for the big finale where I stuff myself into this cannon. And then Jeff, lucky Jeff, you get to come down here and light the cannon. Isn't that cool?
Oh, boy. I've never had to light a cannon before. It's gunpowder in the mouth, matchstick on the cannon, and... Whee!
Adel, JPC,
Aaron.
Thank you.
Oh, it worked.
Wow.
Aaron, great plan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great penis show or whatever that was.
No, it was a demonstration, not really a show.
Well, it was more of a concert. You kept singing 90s songs.
I don't want to get political with what it was.
Political?
I guess it's more about what it wasn't.
I love political's the best term.
Political, that's right. Guys, I'm sorry, I was asleep on the car ride here because I took a ton of weed and dreamt a nightmare circus scenario.
Oh, Aaron,
was that clear? I could do that in a less clunky way. Hold on. Too political. Oh, I'm waking up from a dream. I was high. That was a whole dream.
Aaron, are you okay?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're waking up for a dream? Did you not hear my whole 90s playlist that I just... played for everyone?
No, I didn't hear it because I was high and dreaming. Looks at camera. Slow motion winks.
Aaron, you're high going to the Marcy's Playground concert? You might get kicked out.
Oh, no, I'll be in good company is what I'll be, idiot.
No, Aaron, seriously.
What?
They have a zero tolerance policy about smoking at the Marcy's Playground concert.
Oh my God, are you serious?
It's sex and candy, not drugs and candy.
Well, what do I do?
You're going to have to sit this one out.
Yeah, I guess you can't go.
Oh, but there's a fun little dog in the parking lot tied up to a pool.
Maybe
that's
you can play with that dog.
What?
Sorry, Aaron. You do drugs, this is what happens.
You have to play with dogs. You do the drugs, you play with the dogs.
And scene. Hi, I'm John Wozniak from the American guitar rock band Marcy's Playground. And we have a zero tolerance policy on doing drugs at our shows.
And I'm Shlomi Levy. That's right, Shlomi Levy from the American guitar-driven rock band Marcy's Playground.
And Shlomi's job,
Shlomi's job is to drum out any drug doers at our concerts.
Yeah, I'm the drummer, which sucks when we always have to announce ourselves as a guitar-driven band, but who am I to say?
All right, Shlomi, calm down.
But don't take it from us. How about our third member, Dylan Keefe? No, that's the real name, Dylan Keefe. Look it up, the real name.
Hi, I'm Dylan Keefe, and I'm passionate about music. I love drugs, and I have them right now in my hand.
Is what Dylan would have said if he was being awful.
I thought we're doing this pro-drug ed.
What?
Dylan, the whole band is anti-drug. It's sex and candy, not drugs and candy.
But you guys in the email, you said it was a pro-drug ed.
What was that, Dylan?
In the email!
Dylan, wake up. You're dreaming, Dylan.
Ah, what did I miss?
You were under that table and you were dreaming. Sex and candy.
Do you guys consider me a best friend? Because you're my best friend.
Jupiter?
No.
That was clue crew. So no. Now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddles, clue crew.
Oh,
fantastic.
No.
Oh, fucking God.
I love it.
I can't believe this guy's name is Dylan Keefe.
That's so cool.
What are the chances? Well, now I can't name my son Dylan.
Your son? Is Dylan, I assume, the bass player?
I don't know.
Dylan Keefe is the bass player, yeah.
And JPC can't name his kid Sex and Candy.
Both of my kids are going to be called John Wozniak.
Very funny. Any notes?
Crank it to 11, Casey, and let it ride.
All right.